We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the Coach Mike Gundy Radio Show, brought to you by Homeland Grocery, your Cowboy Football Watch Party Supply Headquarters, official grocery partner of OSU Football, Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater, MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card, true to your money, and by OG&E. We energize life. Now, this is the Mike Gundy Show. Here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Good evening, everyone, and it's another Coach Gundy Radio Show, and we'll be talking Oklahoma State Cowboy football on this Monday, getting ready for the home finale against the Texas Tech Red Raiders at the stadium coming up on Saturday. Of course, that game is a morning kickoff. It's 11 a.m. Pre-game coverage here on the Cowboy Radio Network starts at 9 for the Cowboys and Red Raiders. Texas Tech comes to town 3-5 and 2-5 in Big 12 conference play, and they have not played, by the way, since 2 weeks ago. They had a bye week this past week and defeated Baylor 24-23 in Lubbock, Texas on November 14th. They were trailing about 4 minutes into the fourth quarter. They were trailing by 11 points and rallied to win that game. And Texas Tech with an opening win over Houston Baptist, a loss in overtime at home to Texas, losses on the road at Kansas State and Iowa State, a win at home over West Virginia, a loss at home to Oklahoma, a loss 34-18 at TCU on November 7th, and then the 24-23 victory over Baylor on November the 14th. And it's a very busy Saturday here in Stillwater as far as Cowboy athletics is concerned, because we will not only have Cowboy football, we will have Cowboy basketball. It'll be the home opener for the Cowboy basketball team on Saturday as Oklahoma State takes on Texas Southern. And that game will be played at 6:30 with pregame coverage starting at 5:30. So we'll have football and then basketball and lots going on for the Saturday after Thanksgiving. We'll take a break, start our conversation with Coach Gundy in a moment. It's the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
At OG&E, the energy we deliver is more than electrical. We energize our neighborhoods with the country's lowest rates while attracting new businesses to our communities. We energize education, supporting school after school to energize our children's potential. We energize the future by diving headfirst into dozens of charitable partnerships, as well as investing in cutting-edge technology that creates a cleaner tomorrow. At OG&E, we energize life. Get energized at OGETogether.com.
Hi, this is Jan. Thanks for calling Toyota.
I heard Toyotathon is on.
We've got great year-end deals on Camry, RAV4, Tundra, Highlander, and more. Do you hear that?
Yep, that's my mom. I'm home for the holidays, and she likes eavesdropping on my calls like she used to.
What was that again about year-end deals?
Mom.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
Toyotathon is on now. Come in today.
Current offers end November 30th. Toyotathon ends January 4th. Toyota, let's go places.
We at OCT Equipment are open and here to help keep your construction equipment up and running. Our commitment to our customers and fellow Oklahomans won't waver. With our Case Construction Equipment trained team of service and parts, you can be sure your equipment stays in peak operating condition 24/7. Powerful, professional, proven. That's Case and OCT Equipment. Visit OCTEQUIPMENT.com to learn more. OCT Equipment and Case, helping build Oklahoma since 1953.
Saving money is good, but saving money and time is even better. Simple, safe, and quick, the My Phillips 66 app saves you up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas, so you can focus on going and saving. Download today so you can save more to go more. Phillips 66. Live to the full. 25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay within the My Phillips 66 app. Select payment methods may apply. Offer valid through March 31st, 2021.
Stone Wolf Casino at Exit 37 on the Cimarron Turnpike between Tulsa and Stillwater is a proud supporter of Oklahoma State football. And just as we're doing here in the Cowboy Radio Network broadcast booth, Stone Wolf Casino is making an extra effort to keep its customers and employees safe. So if you're looking to fill up your tank at the Travel Plaza, fill up your belly with Mazio's Go, or fill up your pocket with winnings, you can do it at Stone Wolf Casino and do it safely. Stone Wolf Casino, Exit 37 on the Cimarron Turnpike.
If someone ranked you number one at what you do, would you brag about it? Maybe just a little? Well, Forbes magazine ranked Communication Federal Credit Union the number one credit union in the state of Oklahoma. So maybe, like you, we brag a little.
We're number one!
Number one may be the loneliest number for some, but not for Communication Federal. Our 95,000 members are along for the ride, too. Join us and see why. Communication Federal Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
The deli at Ampride Travel Plaza in Perkins just keeps getting better and better. You'll see a lot of folks coming in for breakfast. Ampride's got fresh, hot biscuits and gravy, breakfast croissants, or biscuits with your choice of bacon, sausage, egg, and cheese. And they've got fresh breakfast pastries like apple fritters, cinnamon rolls, filled long johns or twists, bear claws, and donuts. Get a great breakfast to go or eat in. And Ampride's just as good when it's lunch or supper time. Ampride Travel Plaza at the intersection of Highways 177 and 33.
What does Julie, who runs a thriving local business, have in common with the starting quarterback? They both know how to hustle. As a small business owner, you rise before the sun and push till well after it sets. Outpace and defy expectations. Every quarterback needs a great team, and UPS is here to support the hustle with tools and expert advice to help you be unstoppable. Visit ups.com/pivot for details. UPS, the official logistics partner of Oklahoma State Athletics.
We're back on the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College. Glad you're with us as we talk Oklahoma State Cowboy football with the head coach of the Cowboys, Mike Gundy, and Texas Tech coming up on Saturday. We will take another break, come back, and we'll start our conversation with Coach Gundy after these messages. This is the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
One of the best banks in the world, you say? That's right. Bank First world-class customer service has earned us a top 10 spot on Forbes' list of the world's best banks. It's our customers who voted us there. We're proud of our customer relationships. Thank you to the world's best customers. At Bank First, we know banking is about more than balance sheet and bottom lines. Let us show you why Bank First is one of the best banks in the world. Bank First, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Let's check off some of the reasons to stop by Ampride Travel Plaza in Perkins. 24-hour pay at the pump, Cinex top-tier gas? Check. Big clean bathrooms and you don't need a key? Check. Your favorite six-point beers and a good selection of wines? Check. Deli Fresh BLTs, breakfast biscuits and pastries, right off the grill burgers, and right out of the fryer onion rings, fries, okra, mushrooms, and much more. Check. Lottery tickets and scratchers? Check. All this and more at Ampride Travel Plaza. Check them out in Perkins.
Planning to go to college soon? The NOC OSU Gateway Program provides students with a small campus feeling and big campus resources. Students have access to resources like the Colvin Center, the Edmund Lowe Library, transit systems, university housing, athletics, and more. For more information, stop by 615 North Monroe or visit us at gateway.okstate.edu. We're Northern Oklahoma College, and this is how we do life-changing in cowboy country.
Chris's University Spirit on Campus Corner in Stillwater, Oklahoma is proud to be your one-stop cowboy shop since 1986 and proud sponsor of cowboy football. We specialize in custom-printed OSU apparel and merchandise and pride ourselves in giving our cowboy fans the best game day shopping experience in the state. So whether it be a new orange t-shirt or a new ball cap, we have all the gear to get your family game day ready. Come see us at the corner of 3rd and Knobloch on historic Campus Corner and be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Remember, you can shop 24/7 at chrisuniversityspirit.com and thanks to all of our loyal and true customers.
If some of your healthcare has been on hold lately, it's time. Time to come back to Mercy. We'll help you come back safely by following strict standards for disinfecting, social distancing, and requiring masks for all patients, visitors, and coworkers. Find tips to help you stay safe at mercy.net/cowboysafety. Visit mercy.net/cowboysafety and plan to come back safely for the care you need. At Mercy, your life is our life's work.
Whether it's showing off your scoring celebration, performing your pregame rituals, or never washing your game day attire, you're committed to your favorite team. But there's a better way to show your commitment. Getting home safely and showing up for the next one. So plan ahead. If you drink during the game, have a ride ready for after the game. And remember, never drink and drive. A message from NDUI and the Oklahoma Highway Safety Office.
Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College, and pleased to have you with us on this Monday. And Coach Gundy is with us. And now, just some observations as you've had some more time to digest the game on Saturday night.
As a Monday morning quarterback, I would have done some things differently scheme-wise. I think that if you don't play as well as you want to, and I'm not taking anything away from Oklahoma, they're a good football team. You always look at some things and wish you'd do them differently. If you win and you have success, then you probably think you did things the right way. So that's not uncommon. I will say that I was very pleased with the players' attitude and the effort that we got from them during the game. Particularly the last two series, when we were on offense, and the last two series when we were on defense, I watched closely on the video, and our players were competing with great effort. And I'm talking about veterans. I'm talking about Brock Martin and Malcolm and Eamon and Tylan Wallace and Braden and Rye Schneider and guys that, you know, at times when the game's out of hand can just – maybe not give as much effort, maybe just show up. I didn't see that. And so that was very rewarding for me personally as a coach, and then that was a great sign of the culture at Oklahoma State with our football team, that the young men understand competitive nature and what they need to and what they're responsible for in each and every game. Oklahoma is much better now than they were 6 weeks ago, I'll say that. We had some issues offensively with when Tevin went out and we had to move Seals back to tackle again and then slide a guy in at guard. The biggest issue you're faced with is Seals has practiced at guard all week and not tackle. And
right.
It's not as easy to just all of a sudden throw a guy out there at tackle, and sometimes people say, well, you need to work them at both during the week. You only have so many reps. And so that's just a fact. And it makes us a little more inexperienced. And so we had to tighten up some things game plan wise to try to do the best we could to protect the quarterback and give us an advantage in rushing the football. And so that made it a little more difficult. We had a tough first quarter, to say the least. We had Oklahoma in a couple situations on the first drive where we had a chance to stop them. We gave up big plays. And then offensively, we got a – in the first series, we jumped off sides. And then we had an intentional grounding call that was debatable. Ball flew over the wide receiver's head. I'm not sure how we got that call, but either way, then we hit a pass, and then we end up a few yards short on the first down. Then so we punt it back, and they score, and then I believe the next time out we threw an interception and got the ball on about the 26. So about the worst case scenario that you could ask for with a start, particularly with 10, 12 plays later when Tevin went out, and then we became one-dimensional on offense, and that's not a good situation for us offensively right now, is to be one-dimensional, to try to be able to compete and get back in the game and somehow find a way to win. Now, you know, there was 9 minutes or 8 minutes or something to go in the third quarter, and it's 27-13. We had the ball.
Yeah.
Score is somehow find a way to punch it in and score, and you're in a touchdown game. Now, again, they're explosive offensively. I get all that. But it's different calling plays when it's a one-score game for the other team than when it's a multiple-score game. So I think we had a couple chances. I think we had the ball twice when we were only down two touchdowns and then didn't get it done. So kicking game-wise, I thought we were really good. You know, we had an unfortunate incident with Alex. First time in my 16 years as a head coach, but probably my 30 years as a coach, I don't know that I've ever had a kicker get injured in warmups.
How is he?
Well, we'll know more today. They get their MRIs anytime we have a player that we think might have a serious injury. They get their MRIs on Monday, and that'll be sometime today. I know that he couldn't walk on it. That's not a good sign. So, very unusual, but Brady came in and kicked awesome. Early in the year, we had two or three kickers that were very productive in August. So, we actually had a couple guys, Brady being one of them, and Alex, that we had to do kind of a little kick contest to see who the starter was going to be. And obviously, Alex won that battle. Mm-hmm. But then I mentioned to a couple guys on our staff, I said, this is the first time I've ever been on a team as an assistant or a head coach where I had two kickers that are really quality kickers that you trust. And I said, that's a great situation to be in. Unfortunately, we had to figure it out Saturday night. And then, and he came in and kicked well. And what he showed us in preseason, he was able to get accomplished in the game.
Yeah.
So I was proud of them for that. Our kick return, it's the first game that we've had more than one, but I think one game we might have had two, but we had about four returns in this game. We haven't had a chance in any games to get many returns, and we had some decent returns. So we got a little something going in kickoff return, which is exciting. Tom had one punt that wasn't very – he punted into the wind. One had a 31-yarder, but his other punts were effective based on the wind. And then he, had a one – we put him on the one-yard line. So we were good from punt and punt coverage. Our kick coverage was good. In fact, our kickoffs were the best that maybe Jake's ever had, because he kicked a couple off into that wind. That wind was coming pretty good. Because OU's guy can kick really good, and his were falling on about the 7 and 8, 9, 10-yard line. And so that was a really good night for us. And then punt return, we were good with the exception of the penalty. We had one play that we had two penalties on that backed us up inside the 4. But then we came out of it got a first down. So special teams was good. Offensively, we struggled, obviously, for a variety of reasons. And then defensively, we gave up 7 really big plays. And that's one area that we haven't given up or haven't fallen into this year's big plays.
Right.
And so you saw what happened. We didn't get into a turnover issue. We had one, but we gave up the big plays on defense, and we got kind of had our hands tied offensively. And you put all that together, end up being a tough evening.
You've had some teams here, and, you know, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, that were teams that could come from behind and did, came from some big deficits. 2015 team did that. 2016 team did that. And you talked about worst-case scenario. This team, inexperienced at quarterback, offensive line as it is, falling behind 21-0. You've had some other teams recently that could, you know, come back and,
oh, yeah,
and make something happen. This team probably not built as much to do that.
Well, and our schemes are, we have it. I mean, you know, we've done it quite a bit, but with when Tevin went out and we became one-dimensional based on the score, the other coaches know that too.
Sure.
So they know that you just can't run it. So they can play more games up front with their twists and stunts and do things that are disruptive to pass rush, can change and do some things coverage-wise. You know, when you're in a normal game situation, they have to be careful about that because they might twist themselves right out of a hole and Chuba or LD hit the hole and they're gone. But when you're up multiple scores, you have a lot more flexibility.
Right.
So, and then with where we were at, you know, with our youth up front, that one dimension, you know, puts you in a little bit of a tough situation with where you're at as a team.
You know, it's hard to believe. You stop and think about the offensive line situation. When you exited the bowl game, you know, you were talking about having, good grief, for all intents and purposes, 4 starters back. And then it ended up you added Josh Sills, who was a second-team All-Big 12 guy that would have come in. You were loaded. Mm-hmm. And boy, how that's changed. I mean, it's
crazy.
Dramatically.
Well, we had a couple guys, you know, Dylan Galloway, for one, who was a starter, that opted out. And then, unfortunately, I had to discipline a couple guys who were, one's a starter and one's a backup, which I don't like doing that. But we also, you know, we have standards and things that we've tried to stay with in this program and helps us keep our head above water for a long period of time. Then we had the two guys that broke bones in the first game.
Yeah.
So now you're down 6 guys that are, well, 3 starters and 3 backups. And so now you're pushing in freshmen and moving guys around. And so, you know, I mean, that's, everybody knows it's gone on now for, well, since first game. And then when we have, you know, the issue we had, when we have a guy go down, we have to move guys. And there's just really not a solution for that based on where we're at with the physicality of our guys that are coming in and playing. And then, you know, the body stature tackle is just not something that we can deal with in a really quick or easy manner at this time. But, you know, we've talked about it. I don't know. It's gone on now for weeks and weeks and weeks, and we've talked about it. So now I think we're getting to a point where we take what we get each week from a health standpoint. And from a coach's point, you just hope that you're able to keep those 5 guys healthy in the game that practice during the week. So you have some continuity with your calls and different things that you're doing to give your offense the best chance to move the football.
We've talked about this a little bit, but we've not talked about it in several weeks. Do you think there just seems to be a lot of injuries, and and there's always injuries, but I'm starting to wonder if there's not more this year than there've been in some other years. Maybe, maybe not. Do you feel, are you sensing that? I mean, even just the normal bumps and bruises and guys banged up, do you sense that it's more this year or no? I mean, obviously, yeah, on one area, the offensive line, yes, but across the board?
Yeah, there are. I think it's scattered across the country. It's everywhere. And then I think there's a side of it where, and this is just my own philosophy, but the COVID approach with the mental capacity of all of us, much less young people who are players, that things might be feel differently and you might think you're hurt. You know, I mean,
right.
It's kind of hard to explain, but we're seeing more things that guys talk about being nagging injuries or this or that, and then it's really not that bad. But just the overall of COVID's out there, and this is a year that everybody gets a year back. It doesn't count. You know, school, entrance requirements for colleges, ACT, SAT, all that, none of that counts this year. The season is wiped away, basically, eligibility-wise. So it's been a little different. And I think it's all of that tied together has caused some of the feeling that players have this year compared to years past.
Now we're into Thanksgiving break, basically, and you look around campus. Normally, you know, the Monday, Tuesday before Thanksgiving, there's a lot of activity. Well, there's not. I mean, there's not many cars anywhere as far as the dorms are concerned or the Greek houses, anything like that. Still some students around that live in their individual apartments and homes and things of that nature. But what about that dynamic now? Because that's how it will be the rest of the season, whereas normally, of course, you'd be wrapping your season up anyway, but all those dynamics are different from now moving forward.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, the school closes on campus probably it's either tomorrow or Wednesday. I'm not for sure, but I think they're closed on campus and everything becomes virtual.
Yeah, that's right.
From this point moving forward, which we've not ever done. So it'll be like summertime around here. You won't ever be behind more than two cars at a stoplight, which is good, but it'll be a little bit quiet and slow. And then, of course, I would guess that the capacity for Saturday's game will be normal because it's limited anyway. If we didn't have COVID, the virus, then, you know, you might have the threat of not having as many people here because your students are gone.
Right.
But because of the virus, you're going to pretty much max out what your attendance is. So for the teams playing, it'll feel somewhat normal based on what's happened during this year. But it's definitely different. It's like everything else that we've been confronted with this season, with this year. So, you know, we're hearing a lot about maybe a potential plan to get all this stuff out of here, and I sure hope it gets here to get things kind of back to normal before long.
Yeah, it's mentally exhausting, to say the least. You know, because of the virtual classes, I mean, obviously, Dr. Marilyn Middlebrook leads the academic side. Of course, you've got your pulse on all of that, and here we're winding down, and you're winding down the season as well. How does that change from your management standpoint, what you might normally be doing from an academic standpoint with communication with Dr. Middlebrook, with Marilyn and your players? I mean, how's that dynamic different for you, especially now we're into the home stretch now?
It's interesting. We had our academic meeting last week on Tuesday. We meet with Miss Marilyn and Nikki. And our players are doing really, really good academically. There were some concerns by multiple people, me being one of them, because we didn't really have the study groups like we have in most cases with the athletes. Because it's gone mainly to Zoom. And so I think that the Zoom has given them a little bit more individual tutoring. And because so far academically, our guys are doing really good. Now, they will be taking their finals online somehow.
Right.
Based on everything's gone online. And that'll be a little different. The bigger percentage of finals are not going to be online in most cases, unless it's an online class. Now, I guess all of them are going to be online if they have finals. I think there's even some classes where they're maybe finishing up this week and not even messing with the online over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, and it's an interesting dynamic. I know, just teaching the one class I teach, I'm doing it in such a way where they can work at their own pace,
right?
And knocking out lectures at different times. Many have regular class sessions, but it's a different thing. Time management is big for athletes, but if you're on an online class like you're taking mine, you would have to manage your time well. Otherwise, you'd get far behind. You'd get lost, which is the downside of it. But it's interesting what you said about the connections via Zoom. It's, in some ways, you have more interaction just because you're just right there and available anytime you need them. That's what I tell them. It's like, hey, send me an email. We can visit whenever you want. But it's all part of the unique dynamics of 2020. You were talking about at the beginning of the show that you felt like maybe scheme-wise you were trying to do too much. Is that always the danger coming out of an off week, especially late in the year where you feel like, all right, we've got all this stuff down. We can add this and we can add that, and we're going to be okay. Is that always one of those things that you have to be careful of? And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
If for coaches, they think, we all think that we can draw up plays that are going to make the difference in the game. And in most cases, that's not true. It's execution. The other coaches can draw up plays also. And I told the staff that. I said, look, I was involved. I'm involved with knowing what's going on. And so if I would have known this last week, I would have made some adjustments. And, again, I go back to, if you played better, you probably felt like you didn't need to make any.
Right.
But you have a lot of time on your hands. And then particularly Jim and the defense, when you watch a team that's done what Oklahoma's done the last three games – you feel like, okay, they're really, really talented right now. We've got to be able to do something to try to offset that. And at times that can be a mistake because, I use the term, if you're not careful, you get out of your box. And then if you get out of your box with young people, mainly anything in life, particularly with athletics, then you end up doing more damage than you would be good because you get them in a environment that they're not as comfortable with. They can't play as fast or doing too much thinking. And we all know that everything that we do in life, we get better at through reps, the more we do it. And if you tinker with schemes and different techniques and fundamentals too much, then you might take something that's had a lot of work and you shelf it for the game and you've had 400 reps at it and you put something in and you get 38 reps at it, then you got to be careful. You may not be near as good at that. Even though you think you are, you're not near as good at that in the heat of the moment.
How'd you feel about the quarterback play?
Quarterbacks were fine. We just couldn't protect them very much. And so it's hard to play quarterback when there's people all over you. And, again, it goes back to the effort's not been a problem, but when you move guys around, and then they have good pass rushers. Those guys are quality pass rushers, and there's times that our young guys got pushed back a little bit just based on experience and maturity. And that's a difficult day for the quarterbacks when that happens. And I thought they competed and played about as good as they could play for the most part with the hand that they were dealt.
How is Spencer physically from what you know today? I know it's a little early in the week, but how is he?
Well, he's fine. He just got dinged in the head, and when that happens, they hold guys out until they are clear, their mind is clear in somebody's opinion.
Sure.
So they came back, I don't know what it was, middle or third quarter, and said, hey, he's kind of cleared up. We're okay with him going back. And they won't do that very quick. I mean, it takes, an hour before they kind of, rechecked him or whatever it is they do and say, hey, we think he's fine if y'all want to put him back in.
How many times do you remember taking a shot like that?
Well, I took a lot of them. Nobody ever checked me.
Yeah.
I mean, I can remember taking a number of hits and trying to get to my feet and then just making it. Back then we huddled so I could get in the huddle and hide, and had those blinkers, those flashers going off in my head, lights, and I don't know how many concussions I got. I'm sure I got some. I'm not, obviously not any that made me stay up at night and throw up, which is a really severe one. But if there's mild ones, I'm sure I had some of them that people just didn't check us. They just would say, hey, you all right? And if you said yes, you went back in and played.
Different times. We'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
A little bit of sweet and a whole lot of heat. Rahm's new sweet and spicy Gouda burger is packed with mouth-watering flavor. We start with a fresh-baked artisan multigrain bun. Top it with a sizzling burger patty and bacon. Add a little mayo and then throw on the heat with apple habanero barbecue sauce and jalapenos. Oh, and we can't forget the smoked Gouda cheese melted to perfection. Brahms Sweet and Spicy Gouda Burger. Available for a limited time at Brahms.
If you're having a baby in these challenging times, Mercy is here for you. We're taking measures to protect our birth centers, following all guidelines to keep you, your baby, and our caregivers safe. Mercy has been supporting safe pregnancies for nearly 200 years. And as we face this new challenge, our legacy endures. Download our pregnancy and birth guides at mercy.net/OSUfootball. Visit mercy.net/OSUfootball. At Mercy, your life is our life's work.
At Steel, we're proud that much of our legendary gasoline-powered outdoor equipment, from trimmers to chainsaws, is built right here in America. Working as hard as you do to get the job done. Steel is not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot. Pick up at over 9,000 local Steel dealers. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The majority of Steel gasoline-powered units sold in the United States are built in the United States from domestic and foreign parts and components. Lowe's and the Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
He bounces outside. No one's going to catch him. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Touchdown. Oh, man.
Throws downfield. The ball is tipped. It's intercepted. He's going to score.
He's scrambling. Man open in the end zone. It's a leaping one-hand grab. He got it. Touchdown.
Keep the excitement of game day going in a Nissan. With game-changing tech, every drive is guaranteed to get your adrenaline pumping. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the OSU Cowboys.
Cowboy fans, it's time to party like a VIP. Score the ultimate watch party set with everything you need to host your own OSU football watch party, plus $250. Register your MidFirst debit or credit card today and earn additional sweepstakes entries for each qualifying purchase. Visit midfirst.com/register for more details. Offer ends December 31st, no purchase necessary. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Oklahoma is full of cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes!
Good to be home.
We continue on the Coach Gundy Radio Show on this Monday. Glad you're with us. Saturday, it's Senior Day as the Cowboys take on the Texas Tech Red Raiders. And, well, you stop and think about it. You've got a lot of seniors that have played a lot of snaps and played a lot of starting snaps. And the thing is that, you know, compared to some other years, a number of those players are on the defensive side of the ball. That's where it's a little different.
Yeah, that's a special group of guys that, you know, have come together and played really well this year and have been good leaders for our team. And it's always a neat day, but it's a sad day for me, even though I'm happy that, you know, these guys have graduated and most of these guys have double majors and have minors. It's crazy now when I stand out there and they announce them, which we won't get to do that this year. I don't know what we're going to do because of the virus.
Right.
Maybe we're going to do that, but not the parents. But either way, I'm not for sure how they'll do it. And they announce the young man's name, and they'll say that he's a double major in this or that, and major in this, and a minor in that, and it's just makes me so proud, and you know, that these guys are getting quality educations and really putting in their time and taking advantage of the free money and free school that they're getting to get educations to last them a lifetime. And so I think there's 21 or 22 of them. I'm not for sure what the number is. But you're talking about guys that have won Well, they've been in four bowls in a row, counting this year, whatever happens based on the virus with bowls. But they've been in, put themselves in that position. They've been nationally ranked most of their career, played in a lot of big games and competed and have taken care of their academics and have gone through our organization and are now better people for it and understand a lot of things that we teach in our culture. And so it's a special day for all of us, for those guys. But in the end, it's kind of sad because you get attached to them over a four-year period.
Sure. You know, and the fact that it is so heavy on defense kind of shows that your investment in defense, so to speak, has paid off.
Right.
You know, because you've made some alterations to the allocation of your scholarships to work more on the defensive side. And the numbers, the results, including what we see in terms of a lot of multiple-year starters on senior night, it's worked.
Sure, and we're hoping that's from here on, and we've got some good young players behind them that'll be able to compete next year. They won't have the experience because these guys all have the experience, and then try to build it back up again like we've got it to right now. And those extra numbers that we were able to accumulate and use for defensive scholarships have helped us on special teams. This year we've played pretty good on special teams, with the exception of one return. And those are mainly going to be the defensive guys showing up in that area.
It's interesting when you think about it. You can have, it seems like, some walk-ons who maybe even eventually end up on scholarship on the offensive side of the ball that can help and help a lot, can start. I mean, we've seen that, you know, fairly consistently. You don't tend to see it as much on the defensive side of the ball.
No.
At least
no.
We haven't.
And in this league where there's been so much going on and offenses vary week to week and you see so much movement, motions and shifts, and used to be that we would see the same formations pretty much every week. Now you're seeing teams playing with tight ends and two tight ends, and some teams playing spread. And so there's a lot on that side of the ball, and that maturity is very important.
You know, one of the seniors and some of these guys individually have just had remarkable careers. Did you foresee Tylan Wallace being the type of player that he's turned out to be? When you signed him, recruited him, did you visualize what he's accomplished as a realistic possibility?
It's hard to imagine him being that good because so many things have to happen. One, they have to stay the course and be committed and stay humble and have a tremendous work ethic. That's the first thing that has to happen. Then you have to get a few breaks. You have to stay healthy, and things have to kind of go your way a little bit. His freshman year, you remember we used him as a backup to James Washington.
Yes.
And he would come in late in games and would make just about every game. He would, you know, back then we were so far ahead of people. He played in a lot of games, maxed his four out, I think. And he would make catches. He would make, you know, at Pittsburgh, remember he made that dive and one-hand catch down the boundary. And then he had a couple catches at home when he was behind James. And we saw flashes of this guy's going to be pretty good. But you don't really know till they keep going and they become a full-time player.
Yeah, he played a lot at Iowa State that year and played a big role.
Yes.
Because Washington was injured.
That's right.
He played a big role in that game. He had to come from far behind to win that game, as a matter of fact. Then I think defensively, and I think your linebackers, I think of Amen Ogbonbamiga, Malcolm Rodriguez. You know, Malcolm's 5'11", he's 220, and look at him. He's probably going to be two-time All-Big 12. Hey, Ogbonbamiga probably have a chance to do the same.
Yeah, those guys have all graduated and have played a lot of games. And Malcolm has been an unbelievable leader for us this year, and same thing with Amen. Those guys have not missed any practice. They've not missed games. They're given their bodies up. They played reckless, and that's tough to do. They're both a little undersized for what they do.
Yeah.
Now, Malcolm put on 15 pounds, but height-wise and for the impact that his body takes, he's a little undersized. And then Amen is even a little undersized for the world that he lives in. But – those guys have been really good leaders for our team and have done the coaches a favor during this time with COVID and all the stuff going on, and have led us and have played hard. You know, that's the thing about football and probably every other sport, but because football is such a physically demanding sport on game day, well, in practice also, but particularly on game day, it's extremely difficult to be a good leader unless you compete and you do it on the field, because there's just a lot of contact and there's a lot going on out there. And those guys have done a really good job in helping lead our team this year.
You know, Malcolm Rodriguez has a wrestling background, and we talk about it all the time during games, but that matters, doesn't it?
Sure. Wrestling's a tough sport. You you have to be disciplined in what you eat and how much you eat. You have to make weight certain times a year. You're practicing in a room that's 80 degrees, and physical straining, contact throughout the practice. When I used to wrestle, and I'd get out of football and get back into wrestling, and of course when we were kids, we were always in good shape because we played all the time in the front yard and stuff. We never got out of shape. I mean, and I would just come right out of football, and then wasn't 3 or 4 days and I was in wrestling practice, and I'd wake up in the morning and, you know, and at 13, 14, 15 years old, felt like I couldn't walk because I was so sore. And in wrestling, you pretty much use every muscle in your body during the contest or during practice. And then you're face-to-face, hand-to-hand combat. And so what wrestling allows you to do is say, I can't blame anybody else because I'm the only guy on the mat. And there's a good carryover from that sport into football. So you have 11 guys on the field. We all work together as a team, and sometimes guys make up for each other. Guy gets out of his gap, other guy makes him right on defense. Coverage-wise, guy gets out of place, hopefully the safety can make him right. Well, wrestling teaches you that from a standpoint of you learn to take care of yourself because there's nobody else to blame, and then there's some carryover with that in football, in my opinion, and just being around that sport for 10 years.
You know, and we would be remiss if we didn't mention Rodarius Williams.
Mm-hmm.
He's had 46 straight starts.
Yep.
And I would think at corner, as much running as they have to do,
mm-hmm.
you would think at some point you pull a groin muscle, you pull a hamstring, something is going to go down at some point. I mean, I don't have any reference point to know, you know, how many guys can pull off. It's the longest streak among any defensive back in the country, the 46 in a row. But, you know, how many guys across the country can pull that off? You know, I don't know. Maybe there are a lot. But, boy, you'd think playing that position, at some point you're going to pull a muscle and have to sit for a game. That's a pretty darn good run.
Well, he's been amazing with his durability, and then this has been his best year. He just got a letter last week and got invited to the Senior Bowl because his ability to cover really, really good players this year, he's been good. You know, he gave up the one pass across country route across the field Saturday night, but he had a guy covered. I mean, guy jumped up and catch it.
Yeah.
You can't cover a guy better than that. Sometimes that's going to happen. But his durability and his improvement he's made over the last couple years, and he's developed some toughness now. And then because he's had so much experience that, you know, he's just got a really good feel for how to cover guys. And the truth of the matter is, you know, one thing about our system here on defense is there is no better preparation for the NFL than here, because we play man 75% of the time, and in the NFL, 25 of the 32 teams, however many teams there are going to play a lot of man.
You feel like he has a chance to be a long-term NFL guy?
I would have said a year ago, at the end of the season, I would have said he's really going to have to push and work hard, and he's done that, and he's developed those things you're talking about. And after watching him cover and compete this year, I'd say that he's got a chance to be in the NFL quite a while.
Take a break and come back with more in a moment. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
A Shiro's work is never done. You care for the house, the kids, and our future. We're so grateful for all you do. Now it's time to care for yourself and save a little more for retirement. A free 3-minute online check can give you the personalized tips you need to boost your retirement savings now. Visit aceyourretirement.org/shiro today.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Part-time job, full-time hustle, all-time Shiro to all of us. You nurture, we listen. You teach, we thrive. You lift our spirits, but we've got to lay down the truth. It's time for you, our Shiro, to stretch for the stars. Start saving more for retirement now so you can feel prepared and live your life to the fullest. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org/Shiro.
A message brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We're back on the Coach Gundy radio show from Learfield IMG College, and just a couple minutes left. Coach Gundy, some quick thoughts on Texas Tech.
Tech is very similar last year, obviously, with Coach being in his second year there. They've been a three-down defense, played four-down against TCU, and then their last game they played three-down and four-down against Baylor. And a majority man, but just recently they've played a pretty good number of snaps they've been zoned, but played a pretty good number of snaps of man. And then offensively, they've bounced around with different quarterbacks for whatever reason. And they've always wanted to spread guys out and quick throws, easy throws. They don't hold the ball but much in the pocket. They'll run the quarterback some. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it'll be interesting with the way they've handled their quarterbacks. I'm guessing they'll play Bowman because of what he did in the last game.
Right, right.
So our guys will kind of have to have a good feel for both of them to try to get prepared stay mainly on schemes more so than personnel at the quarterback position, because I'm guessing they could go one back to the other one real quick, or might even be advertising playing two of them. I'm not sure.
Has some experience in the secondary defensively. Last year they were really strong up the middle, and that revealed itself when you played them.
Yeah, they've got guys back there that have played. They cover good. The guys can cover pretty dang good, and they're replacing some guys up front, but they play hard up front. They got a junior college linebacker that's starting for them,
right.
number one. He was coming here or going to Tech. Obviously, he went to Tech, and he's playing a lot of snaps for him. He's making some plays. So they've got some guys, you know, and they've been in most every game they've played, with the exception of Oklahoma.
And they seem to be a team that they don't seem to have had a lot of bumps COVID-wise. I mean, I think they did at one time, but as far as the season, once the season got rolling, it doesn't sound like they've had quite as many issues.
No, it seemed like they've done good. They've been I haven't heard of anything for them. They've been like us. They've been fortunate, it seems like.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time as always. Have a good week of work. Have a happy Thanksgiving, by the way.
You bet.
Boy, almost forget it's Thanksgiving week. So I hope you get at least a little bit of a break and have a good meal. So we appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thank you.
That's Coach Gundy. We will take a break, come back, and have some final thoughts and wrap things up in just a few moments. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
Everywhere you go, your health care is connected to you, so it's important to choose the right health insurance provider. Whether you need coverage for your family or just yourself, we've got you covered. When you choose Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, you can focus on what really matters in life. Go with Blue. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma is a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, Mutual Legal Reserve Company, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Oklahoma is full of cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes!
Good to be home.
Answer your phone calls directly, and we believe in personalized face-to-face service from people that you know. We value our customers at Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We continue on the Coach Gundy Radio Show as we wrap things up for this edition of the program. Good news is we know we have at least two more shows to offer to you. And next Monday, following Texas Tech, previewing TCU, and then, of course, the preview of the final game of the regular season, which will be at Baylor on the 12th of December. So we'll have a show leading into that. And then who knows after that what we might be doing. And as far as postseason goes, as Coach Gundy said during the show, bowls and things of that nature, we don't really know as far as, you know, how those things are going to proceed, et cetera, et cetera. So there are questions to be answered in that area, and we'll get those answers hopefully sooner rather than later. But as has been the case in 2020, sometimes the answers come pretty late in the process. So we'll make whatever needs to work, so to speak. So in the meantime, Texas Tech here coming up on Saturday, pregame coverage at 9, kickoff set for 11. It's interesting, the Red Raiders have won the last two meetings with Oklahoma State after the Cowboys had dominated this series in recent history. But the last two have gone Texas Tech way, and Oklahoma State in each of the last two meetings has been victimized by turnovers. That was certainly the case in Lubbock a year ago. To some extent was also the case in the game in Stillwater back in 2018. And you know, the Cowboys still have a chance to play in the Big 12 championship game. There's, you know, it's a very messy situation, to say the least, as far as the Big 12 standings are concerned and trying to project out who will play in the championship game. You get into tiebreakers and things of that nature. I think the biggest thing, if you're a Cowboy fan, what you need to root for is for Oklahoma to lose, whether it's to Baylor or whether it's to West Virginia. That takes a team out of the tiebreaker equation, gives them a third loss. So if Oklahoma State wins out, you're not fighting with Oklahoma for one of those spots. Of course, the Cowboys would have a tie break with Iowa State if that were to come into play. The Cyclones, obviously, with only one loss in the conference. Oklahoma State handed Iowa State that only conference loss. So, it again, when you get down into team so tightly compacted with Texas obviously lurking, Kansas State not far behind, West Virginia not far behind. There's a whole lot that will have to be sorted out in the next 2 weeks to determine who will be playing in the Big 12 championship game. But we look forward to the busy Saturday. We'll have Cowboy basketball, though, for you, the season opener for the Cowboys at UT Arlington. 3 o'clock tip-off on Wednesday afternoon from Arlington. Pre-game at 2, and then Saturday, football pre-game at 9, kickoff at 11, basketball pre-game at 5:30, tip-off at 6:30 from here in Stillwater. For Coach Gundy, I'm Dave Hunziker. Thanks for listening. This has been the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
On the Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, the Mike Gundy Show has been brought to you by OG&E. We energize life. Homeland Grocery, your Cowboy football watch party supply headquarters. Official grocery partner of OSU football. Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Cowboys Sports Network.